Hi. In this episode, we'll tell you all about Salesforce dashboards, super useful when combined to reporting. Learn how to simply access all the relevant information, quickly spot new trends, and compare metrics across your teams and organization with dashboards. So, what are the advantages of using dashboards? They give you a single place to visualize data. Dashboards let you disclose data to be quickly visualized and interpreted, and allow you to focus on your company results while keeping everyone aware of their targets. Dashboards also allow you to keep employees up to date and mindful about their contribution to the company goals, thus leading them to put more effort into the job. In fact, sharing relevant metrics in a way they care about and understand creates a feeling of ownership that otherwise you would not be able to get. Use dashboards to be transparent with your team about the company results and share with them your successes and even failures. This will make them feel like a key part of the process, and they will be willing to work harder to achieve common goals. Now that you are convinced about dashboards, let's see how to create them in 7 steps. 1. Choose the right components. The components are the visual blocks of your dashboard. Each component has one source report, so your dashboard can be composed of components that have different source reports. Let us introduce you the several types of components available. You have horizontal and vertical bar charts, stacked bar charts, line charts, donut charts, funnel charts, and scatter charts. Also, you have gauge, metrics, and tables. You can have a better look on all of these in the written version of this article. 2. Create a big master source report. Try adding multiple charts to your dashboard using the same source report. As you can imagine, this source report must contain a large set of data, as it will be powering all the components of your dashboard. So, do not apply any filters or restrictions directly on the report. In case you wish to build a master report like this to be reused multiple times, seek to include all the grouping categories you might need to build your component. The good thing is, you can always go back and add additional groupings and fields to your source report. 3. Give light to your dashboard. If you go with a metric, gauge, or table component, you might also want to apply conditional formatting to automatically highlight some specific metrics and evidence the status of important KPIs. Additionally, you can also style your dashboard colors and choose an overall palette to apply the background for each specific component. 4. Build it as a newspaper. The dashboard must be built so that users can immediately grasp what they are looking for. This way, they can rapidly act upon it. Give them the juicy news and important metrics highlighted in the top of the dashboard, and leave less relevant information at a lower level. Do not forget to add a title, a header, and a footer to your dashboard charts to give data a context. And finally, always think about your end users when building the dashboard. Do it by including metrics they care about and want to see. In short, try to include things that will make them do their jobs faster. 5. Define whether you will use dynamic dashboards. When defining the settings for your dashboard, one of the things you should do is establish whether you want everyone to see the same data or just their own information. Hereupon, you can choose whether your users will see the dashboard as me, another person, or as the dashboard viewer. And by the way, dynamic dashboards also allow the end user to select other people as viewing user. 6. Use filtered dashboards. These are extremely useful when you want to provide different combinations of data to your users, because they allow you to filter all data at once, even when you are pulling information from different objects. Apply the filters that are most relevant to the users, and let them modify the data displayed right on the dashboard. 7. Auto-refresh the dashboard. You might be wondering if you can schedule automatic refreshes to your dashboard. As long as you are not using dynamic dashboards, yes, you can. Schedule automatic refreshes in whatever frequency you feel is appropriate to. And, don't forget to add your team members as subscribers so they can receive in their mailboxes the dashboards you've built. Nevertheless, keep in mind that any filters applied to the dashboard won't be applied to the email dashboard. Finally, you're ready to build those dashboards. Well done!